Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
It is 6:40. The Steve Cochran Show continues. And now, Dr. Kevin Morse, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Doc, I have a tickle in my nose, just out of nowhere. Am I okay? Should I rush to a hospital?
Yeah, well, you should probably take the rest of the day off, so I'll write you a note.
What's a nose tickle? What's that? What causes it?
I don't know. You know, it could be allergies. Could just be some irritation there.
I'm irritated with Dave. Do you think that's it?
No.
Oh. There's no reason, Doc, for him to be irritated.
Right.
I'm just glad Dr. Kevin Most got a chance to be here, because 2 weeks ago when it snowed, he was in, I believe, North Carolina.
You know, it seems like every time I go down there, it snows here. So,
were you there this weekend again?
Yes, I was.
Oh, you were. I thought you were home, you creep. Yeah. I mean that in a professional way, of course.
Yes.
All right. So I was doing a little research on this anti-vaxxer movement, and I did not realize one of the chief doctors that's quoted in this, and there's only a couple that actually are on this side of anti-vaxxing, is a woman who's a doctor here. A woman named Dr. Toni Bark, who we'll try to get on at some point. Seems like a brilliant woman, but is taking this way too lightly and is part of the problem. So for the 9 millionth time, Doc, is there medical evidence that vaccines cause anything from autism to, other problems?
No. You know, there's not. There's been thousands of studies that have shown that it has nothing to do with autism. And it has nothing to do with a lot of other, you know, medical conditions that anti-vaxxers are kind of saying, depression and other things. So I would just encourage parents to make sure that their kids are vaccinated. You know, this year, we've already broken the record. It's not even May. We've already broken the record for measles cases in this country. And people say, oh, you know, like I said before, oh, it's just a little rash. No, it's more than just a little rash. It can cause pneumonia. It can cause seizures. It can cause deafness. So there's a lot of things that measles can cause besides just a little inconvenient rash. So get your kids vaccinated, please.
And Marsha Brady's upset. Marsha Brady, played by Elizabeth, what's her name?
Eve McCormick?
Oh, that's her. Elizabeth Montgomery was Bewitched.
Is Eve McCormick the other
one? That's Jan, isn't
it? That's Jan.
Oh, that was?
Yeah, it's definitely
no,
Jan.
No, Jan's Eve Plum, I think.
Oh, Eve. Oh, I think I have Maureen McCormick. Okay.
Maureen McCormick.
I hit them mixed up.
She's
Steve,
angry.
You should remember Maureen.
Sure. She's angry because apparently one of the chief posters that are flying around on social media, Doc, has Marsha Brady on it.
Oh, has her picture on it.
Yeah, and they cite the Brady Bunch episode where all the kids got measles and it was no big deal.
Yeah.
If we're using the Brady Bunch as a reference for our medical moves and what we do medically for our children or what we don't do, well, that could be part of the problem, Doc.
Well, yeah, and just think if it, you know, broke out in Gilligan's Island. I mean,
well, at least they had a professor.
Right, that's a good point.
All right, so here's the thing that's disturbing beyond all the things we've already talked about with this. We have diseases that went away, disappeared.
Yep.
We're gone. It's not just measles. This anti-vaccination stuff can go to other diseases that are even more potentially debilitating than this. When's it going to stop?
Well, you hope it stops very soon, but it's unfortunate. You get these pockets of individuals who start to think a certain way, and they don't. They'll continue to do things. So, you know, one of the topics we want to touch on today is kind of along those same lines of what can we do now to help to pay it forward? What can we do now to help the future of medicine? And I think we all need to stand up and kind of own our own thing, whether it's vaccinations or whether it's, you know, participating in some research.
So update us on the All of Us program. Tell people what it is first.
Yeah. So, you know, how many times have we started our talk, you know, and said, why don't we have a test for that so we can detect it earlier?
Yep.
Why can't we diagnose that disease earlier? Pancreatic cancer with Alex Trebek just a couple weeks ago, we talked about that. You know, why did that person get the illness at that age? We think about Eddie Olchek, who had colon cancer, my cousin, who had colon cancer before the age of 50, where we screen. So what All of Us is we're trying to get a million people in the United States to sign up for this, give some blood, get some testing done, get measurements, get a little bit of a history, and now we're going to have a large database that is going to allow us to say, you know what, we're going to call it it's precision medicine. You know what, Eddie Olchek, my cousin Kathleen, you know what, now with this data that we have, we know that your genetic makeup, we should have started testing you at the age of 32.
So the All of Us campaign kicked off a little over a year ago. You mentioned it to all of us. I signed up based on you plugging it here. And it's a voluntary contribution of your health information, which is collected and then disseminated and played out in what amounts to a voluntary research project, I guess, right?
Absolutely. You know, we should be able to figure out what medication is going to help somebody versus saying, you know what, let's try this one first and see. If we have the right information, we are going to be able to pick the right medication for the right causes. We're going to be able to detect disease earlier. The problem is that a lot of these research that we do now has a small number, and we're taking the data based on that small number and saying this applies to the entire population. What we're trying to do the other way now with All of Us is to say we're going to take this larger population, look at them, and say this is now what is going to work best. And we're fortunate in Chicago because Northwestern is, you know, one of the big proponents of it. It has a lot of places that you can go and sign up downtown as well as in the suburbs. U of I, Rush, University of Chicago. So Chicago metro area really should be one of the leaders for this. And we're asking for patients of all demographics, all ages. You know, this is not a you can do it and you can't. We'll take anyone.
Can you sign up if you want your kids to be, like, kids? Because I'm sure they're not old enough to do it, you know, under 18.
Correct. So they do have a portion for children, and really, if you go online and you can fill out all the information and give you all the answers of, you know, is this okay? I have this disease. Is it okay for me to be in? I have this. My family has this. So it's really simple, and what we're really trying to do is just get as much data as we possibly can.
And it's a piece of cake. You go online at joinallofus.org. And there's a health survey that you fill out. It doesn't take more than just a few minutes. And then you go to a partner center. And I've done this, Doc. You go to a partner center. They take a little blood.
Yep.
Take your physical measurements so they have a baseline to work with. And then in the future, just voluntarily update your health and lifestyle information for continuous enrollment, and they can track your health. And by the way, along with the doing the right thing and paying it forward for society, you know, there's people that are going to benefit from this because their own health situation could change and something could be seen.
Absolutely. I mean, it's free, plus you get a little bit of money. So, I mean, you get paid a little bit, but not a lot. But, I mean, it is one of those where we might identify something just in your test because you have access to all your information throughout this. So it's not like we're taking it and holding it from you. And people say, well, wait a second, you told us don't give our medical information. No, this is totally encrypted, totally safe, and blinded. So we won't know exactly who the individual is, but the individual will be able to access it.
And because my measurements were leaked online, I got an offer from Victoria's Secret new big and tall line.
Yep.
So, you know, that's nice. That's a positive for
me. A little double dipping there, yeah.
So please continue to mention it, Doc. And anybody that is willing to, and I hope that's an awful lot of you, joinallofus.org. Hang with me for a second. We got more to do, Doc, when we come back.
You got it.
312-981-7200, the number for textures and phone calls. And we'll come back and talk about which of your organs we're going to take next. More with Dr. Kevin Most. Sponsored again by the fine people at Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Organ Donation Awareness Month, Doc. This is a big deal.
It really is. You know, I mean, the whole theme today is, you know, what can we do now to pay it forward in the future? And I think organ donation is one of the things that hopefully we all know about. We all know about the need, as well as we all know about how easy it is to sign up to be an organ donor.
Yeah, with all the slapping around of Illinois that we can do for mismanagement as a state, I think we do this pretty well.
Yeah, you know, I kudos to Jesse White. You'd hope that whoever the next Secretary of State is continues to do that. But
It's been a real priority for him. Now, can I ask you about some myths?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so there's a ton of myths out there. I'll just hit a few of these. You tell me if they're true or not. If I want to donate my organs, doctors will no longer work to save me.
No, totally false. Our goal is to make you healthy. Our goal is to treat you for what we can treat you. We don't even discuss organ donation until the declaration of death. So it's a falsehood.
I'm too old or I'm too sick, so why would I even sign up?
No. You know, well, you can sign, everyone should sign up. You're not too old, you're not too sick. So you say, oh, you know what, boy, no, I'm 87 years old, no one's going to take my heart. That may be true. We may not take your heart, but we may use your tendons, we may use your ligaments, we may use other portions of other body parts that are needed in transplants.
There's a good story, it had to be a year ago now, I don't know if you guys remember this, 105-year-old woman, I think she was in Europe, possibly, but anyway, they were able to use her corneas.
Wow.
Yeah.
At 105.
Yep.
All right.
And Steve, that is so powerful if you think about that. One, not only the age, but two, the gift of sight. We all take our sight for granted.
Sure.
But once you lose your sight, to be able to get a cornea back and have your sight back changes not only the quality of your life, the quantity of your life, your disposition, everything. And corneas are the most common transplant that we do right now.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Another myth. Rich people and celebrities are automatically first in line no matter when they have the need.
Yeah, and that is false. You know, everyone goes back to Mickey Mantle and, you know, did he get his liver? Did he jump line? You know, now, no. Now there's a specific rating system based on how sick you are, based on a bunch of different, depending on what organ you need, there's a system that will rank you. And then we look at, boy, who's at the top of the rank and what donors do we have and where's the best match? You may be bumped once because of a match. But if we look at those top individuals, and those there are online, in line, usually are in the hospital waiting. They're at that point where they may die without it.
Is that a national registry? Or is
yes.
It?
Okay. Yep.
By the way, one of the kids over the weekend at DuPage Airport involved in the Tuskegee Next program got to be a pilot because of Tuskegee Next and now flies organs around the country in emergency organ delivery. So.
Yeah, it's actually amazing the teams that work and how quickly they do and how much respect they have for the individual who is giving up those sure. their organs. You know, people say, well, wait, I can't have an open casket if I do this. No, that's not true at all. They treat your loved one with respect and kindness, and they make sure that the individual that is receiving your organ is going to get it when it's as healthy as possible.
One more myth, cost. It's going to cost me too much.
No, there's no cost whatsoever for organ transplant, not for the donation, not for the harvesting, not for any portion of it. There is no cost put down to the patient or their family.
All right, give me a few facts.
Well, you know what? I think there's a couple ones that are bad, we'll say. You know, we have 20 people that die every day because they're waiting for a transplant. Now, the uplifting ones are we have 145 million people that are signed up to be organ donors. So, you know, that's good, but it's nowhere near where we should be or what we can be. But we add someone every 10 minutes to that list. So if you think about it, while we've been on the phone here, you know, two people have been added to the transplant.
Yeah, I guarantee you, because they're talking about it today, there'll be a lot more than that later.
You would hope, and like we said, it is so simple. You know, last year was a record year. This for the sixth year in a row, we've gone up every single year as far as the number of transplants. Northwestern actually just broke a record for heart transplants this past year. So, you know, we're getting some benefit, but there certainly are, when we hear that 20 people are dying every day, we're not getting the maximum benefit. No one should die waiting for an organ.
So we know the numbers go up. What about the big headline organ donation, heart and lungs and, you know, other vital organs? How are we doing with that?
We're doing okay. You know, it's interesting. People think of, well, I'm donating my heart or my kidneys. No, you know, you can do heart, kidneys, liver, pancreas, intestines, cornea. We use your skin for skin grafts. Anybody who has ever had a small burn, and you know how uncomfortable that is, think about someone that's had a massive burn. But if we can use their skin to help that individual heal and to decrease their pain, amazing what we can do there. Tendons, ligaments, bones for the orthopedic problems that people have. So we're very fortunate to be able to use a lot of organs if people sign up.
And lastly, on the fact side of things, in the interest of time for now, remind people again how much good one single donor can do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at it, they could save 8 lives, and their organs can be used in 70 different people. That's one individual. when we look at the amount of skin tissue and everything we can do. And we're talking about saving lives when you look at heart, lungs, kidneys, liver. Those are the ones that are going to be saving someone's life.
I had an uncle who got a heart transplant and lasted 15 years longer because of it, where he would have died within a matter of probably weeks, if not months.
Yeah, and Steve, it's not only quantity of life where he extended his life, he was able to be out and around. People that are waiting for hearts are debilitated to a point where they can't even get out of bed. They have no energy. Their heart's barely functioning now.
Yeah, he went from not being able to walk out to get his mail at the end of the driveway to square dancing.
Yeah.
So, not so bad. Doc, great information as always. We post the notes with the podcast. Those will be up soon.
They will. And Doc is the Join All of Us Just in Illinois, or is that everywhere?
No, it's everywhere, Mayor. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's across the country. It's NIH. And you asked about the children. The child portion of it will be started later. They're really focusing on those over the age of 18. But they will have a children portion of it very soon.
And just Google Donate Life Illinois as far as organ donation goes, and you'll find the resources you need. Doc, thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys soon.
That's Dr. Kevin Most, and again, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better healthcare starts here.